This is Dr. Holly Lucille's Mindful Medicine. Here's Dr. Holly Lucille.
Hi, folks. Thank you so much for being with me here today. I am so excited about this show because it's near and dear to my heart, this whole subject. Well, I'm going to tell you what it is. Are supplements worth the spend? I've got a very exciting guest that we are going to talk it all through, because let me tell you something. I hear it all the time. There are conflicting headlines on the value of nutrients like omega-3. We hear a lot about that, fish oil, and vitamin D. And it can create so much doubt and misinformation and confusion amongst consumers who are basically just wanting to take charge of their health, but they're not sure if the money they are spending on supplements is worth it. Well, it's truly a perplexing problem that I think, and my guest thinks, can only be settled by conducting more research to prove the correct dosages of supplements needed for specific health outcomes. I have the lovely Karen Howard. She will share with you how vitamins and supplements are regulated. Yep, they're regulated. And what kind of research needs to be conducted to prove health outcomes, and how consumers, that's you, using your mind here on Mindful Medicine, can confidently take control of their health, of your health. That's what we're here to do. So we're going to be talking about this. I want to introduce Karen. She is the CEO and Executive Director of Organic and Natural Health Association, a true visionary, and it's a results-focused leader who has spent more than 30 years working with Congress, state legislators, and healthcare organizations to develop innovative healthcare policy and programs. There's so much more to talk to about her, but I want to bring her on right now because I think we have so much to talk about. Karen, thanks so much for being here.
I am so excited to be here with you, Holly.
This is such an important topic, and we could talk many, many moons about it, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But tell me about the organization that you're currently with. Tell us about Organic and Natural Health Association. What is your mission? What's the purpose?
So our mission is really to change that dynamic between consumers and corporations, to really focus on the regenerative practices that will end up creating a healthy planet and healthy people.
Ah, I love it. So the corporations and the consumer. So it's like kind of rooting for people before profits, or
profits? You know, everything will always include profit in this country as far as I can see. But the reality is that it's the people who are demanding and seeing these changes happening right now in our food supply chain. So companies are really responding to this call for transparency and traceability. So our tenets are really rooted in those two things, accessibility and continual quality improvement. And we know that the companies that we represent are committed to that. They adhere to a higher standard than you would normally see in any other trade association. We are a trade association and a nonprofit. And we're also really unique in that we represent the whole supply chain. So from raw ingredients that come from the fields to the finished products that you see on the shelves to the retailers who supply these to your listeners and the consumer organizations that have stake in this game. So we're really completely oriented to meeting, you know, people's interests and needs when it comes to being able to promote their health, providing education, research, and advocacy to support that, you know, taking ownership yourself.
That's amazing. So basically, you are involved from plant to pill to the middle person who is involved in dispensing these high quality nutrients, and then advocating for the consumer as well, for all of those things that you said, transparency and really getting the good stuff into people's hands. Because I think one of the things that upsets me the most is that, you know, there's more information out there. I mean, certainly now more than ever, about how somebody could, you know, get well if they wanted to, right? I mean, there's tweets and posts and webinars and summits. And I say this all the time, but I see the consumers being confused. And also there's these trends that come up. And I also see a tremendous amount of claims that are misleading in the natural product industry. And so I think that your work is really important. Now, you just launched a consumer awareness campaign called The Power of Nutrients. What's this campaign all about? What are you hoping to accomplish? I absolutely love that title, The Power of Nutrients. But what is it all about?
It's really about that education and research component of what it is we do, so people can be their own advocates with their families and their practitioners. So what we've done is we've created a website called nutrientpower.org, and we've stuffed all this great information into it about the top nutrients where you're deficient and where you could be deficient. We've got 15 of them identified, and our goal is to be able to conduct this really interesting nutrient field trial research, which is different than the, quote, gold standard placebo-blind controlled trials, but to engage people themselves in a research modality that, at the end of the day, if you know your levels of your nutrients, you can begin to live life well. So it's all about, you know, what these nutrients are, the foods that you can eat to support nutrient health, the supplements you can take, how to find great practitioners who can help you along this journey, and what regenerative agriculture practices are. It's a real wealth of information with videos and all kinds of great content on it, and the ability to enroll in these nutrient field trials.
So, okay, this is fascinating. And you've said this word twice now, regenerative. Talk to me a little bit more about what you mean by that.
You know, so you probably have a lot of listeners out there who have really good diets and already eat very organically and think their nutrient loads are just perfectly fine, as I was pretty much convinced mine were and was absolutely
right.
Wrong.
Right.
And what we're discovering is that, you know, there's been this controversy around whether organic foods are more nutritious than conventionally raised foods. And the reality is, and this is playing into the supplement world as well, is that when you use regenerative agriculture practices, when you are actually building back into the soil the nutrient load that used to be there, you are creating more nutrient-dense, rich foods. The ground is a great carbon eater. It needs it to do its job for our agriculture practices, and large conventional farming doesn't support that. So even the organic standard falls short in that regard in terms of what we're really seeing the power of regenerative agriculture practices being. And grass-fed milk and meat is another example. So if I want to eat whey protein, I want to know that it's being derived from product that is grass-fed. And that standard itself has been very controversial over the last several months. And we're working with the American Grass-Fed Association to promote their standard for what that is. So we really think that what comes from the ground and ends up in that pill or capsule that you take has to be as high quality as the produce that you pick up off the shelf.
This is so fascinating. I have to tell you, this is the very first time I've heard, and I, you know, these circles I somewhat run in or crawl in at points, but it's the first time I've heard of regenerative agriculture, but it makes so much sense to me. And I love what you're saying, and I think it's so important for my listeners and so important for the consumer, because just as you mentioned, perhaps with you as an example, you know, you're eating a fairly good diet, probably comparatively to the, you know, some of your friends and colleagues, a stellar diet, and you're thinking, hey, my nutrient levels. And by the way, folks, just a reminder, you know, vitamins and minerals are not just a couple aisles in the, you know, local health food store or things that you buy online. They are what drive your biochemistry. Every single biochemical reaction that you have in your body, and there's bazillions of them, require a cofactor, that's a vitamin or a mineral, to make that work. So if your nutrient levels are optimal, your body's functioning optimally. If your nutrient levels are deficient and you need to recover them, then you're going to be starting to be kind of kicking off some disease processes. That's what happens. And so I think it's so amazing that even the folks that think they're doing it right, you go into these practices, especially with the food chain, our compromised food chain, our compromised soil, where we can actually start holding companies accountable for doing it better. And that knowledge is just, and that awareness is just blowing my mind right now. So this is pretty awesome. All right, amazing stuff. I'm going to be right back with Karen. But first, I want to tell you about our sponsor, Organifi. All right, here's the deal. We all know to truly thrive in all areas of your life, you cannot ignore the importance of good health. It is foundational. And I've learned this firsthand so many times, and I get to spread the word with my patients. And for many of us, let me tell you, time is one of our most valuable assets. And this is why I love Organifi Green Juice. It is an organic superfood green juice powder that you simply add to water, and you get to get your greens on anytime and anywhere. And when you invest in your health, gain more time because you have more energy and you get to focus throughout the day. And the best thing about this Organifi green juice powder is that, believe it or not, it actually tastes amazing. And I want you to try it, okay? So go to Organifi.com. That's Organifi.com. Use the code MINDFUL and you're going to receive 20% off your order. Saving time, I think saving money, and getting your health on. I can't imagine, because you really are an advocate at heart. I mean, I've known you for many, many years. Your strategy, your advocacy is just inspiring, and I think you are exactly where you need to be for all of us. Appreciate it. So what is the research telling you about the benefits, you know, that you've done on omega-3? I mean, this is certainly something that's been controversial. It's been in the headlines. But where is the research lacking, and what is it telling you?
It's really interesting what we're seeing with omega-3. Now, this is the new part of what we're working on. We just launched this part of the nutrient field trial with our partner, Grassroots Health. And we've got around 500 people who've enrolled in it. And for the most part right now, they're coming from the 15,000 people who are in the vitamin D cohort. So kind of like me, you know, I got my vitamin D levels up, woo-hoo, so I'm thinking I eat fish.
Yay.
I do well. I'm not going to need omega-3. I'm fine. I came in less than 5%. You need to be at 8 or higher. And so all the vitamin D cohort that's participating in this, you can see only 14% of them are actually at that place where they have a great omega-3 level. So I think it's surprising the people in the study. And I think what we're going to find over time as we build this cohort is we're going to be able to show a different way of showing that the heart health benefits, the brain health benefits, and that even the fetal development issues that come along with the omega-3s, especially in relationship to pairing them with a vitamin D, to your point, these things all interact very closely, is going to show some dramatic results in terms of being able to substantiate what these clinically controlled trials have been saying all along, because what we have found is that keeping people on their omega-3s is a difficult job. People tend to fall away from them because, let's face it, unlike an antibiotic, you're not going to feel better in 24, 48 hours. And
right.
Sometimes people will compromise and they'll go pick up a bad bottle of omega-3 and that's the last time they'll try that product again.
Right. Yeah, because it's not going to smell very good. It's not going to taste very good. Yeah, you're right, because it's going to smell bad, it's going to taste bad, and they're probably never going to go back to having an omega. You know, and I think it's interesting. You said something as well. The way that you're studying these nutrient levels with real people is different than this whole gold standard or the double-blind placebo-controlled trials. Just needle in a little bit more about that.
Yeah, this is really amazing stuff. Now, these field trials have been around for a long time. They're highly substantiated and highly effective ways of measuring nutrients. For your listeners, I think the thing that's most important about this is it kind of goes back to the regulation around supplements. There's a tremendous amount of research around nutrients, but it's interesting because the gold standard was designed for pharmaceuticals, and pharmaceuticals are foreign agents that you enter into someone's body. So you must absolutely measure its safety and its effectiveness. When you're talking about nutrient research and you're trying to double blind a study, I can't make someone not go out in the sun or tell them not to eat fish over a 60-day, 90-day, year period. So it's much harder to isolate the nutrient efficiency versus what happens here is when I enroll in the study, I do a blood spot test for both of these. And then I do this very substantial survey that talks about how much I'm in the sun, how much vitamin D I do or do not take, how much omega-3 I consume in different form and fashion. By the way, three questions around magnesium, because we know that has an impact on your absorption of D and probably omegas as well. So this survey happens, and then in 6 months, I redo the survey. So I know my levels when I start. I manage my vitamin D intake, and I can see 6 months later that I've gone from 38 to 58, and I know I'm in that sweet spot between 40 and 60. And now I'm doing the same thing when it comes to omega-3. And what our partner does with this information is she gives this information back to you in graph form, and it comes with your ratios in relationship to the cohort and to the population at large, and it shows you what your risk of disease is associated with your levels. It's very powerful, personalized nutrition.
Yeah, it's the Goldilocks theory, I'm for sure. I mean, it's very powerful, personalized nutrition. And I love that you delineate this type of testing then, you know, as compared to the gold standard, because I think we get so seduced by things like that, like evidence-based and the gold standard. But you're right. It is like, I know I'm going to get this wrong. I can't believe it, but it's like shoving a square peg into a round hole. There, I did it. And I think I've seen this over and over and over again in when we try to compare ourselves to the almighty conventional pharmaceutical-driven, you know, sort of medical system, because it just simply doesn't work. Now, I'm going to talk about something that you and I know together, you know, because you were at the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians as the executive director for nearly 10 years, along with the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Schools. And when you were there, and we are benefiting to this day from it, building that infrastructure, significantly improving financial performances, establishing a strong federal presence for naturopathic doctors. And I have to tell you something, you know, I've seen this in our profession so many times where we keep comparing ourselves with these double-blind placebo-controlled studies or with the same way that conventional Western reductionistic medicine is studied. And it's different. It's like I've often said, you know, it's not even apples and oranges. Sometimes it's like apples and transistor radios. There really is no comparison. We're talking about two different systems of medicine, two different ways of thinking. And I don't think with whole system medicine, especially from a naturopathic doctor's perspective, when you're looking at multiple contributing factors and you're taking into consideration somebody's environment, including the soil that they eat from, their diet, their lifestyle, their history, their perhaps genetic predispositions, you know, all of that, you definitely can substantiate it from an evidence-based perspective, especially if you're using the same design methods that are used in a reductionistic setting. And I've seen people try to do it just because, you know, they're the big man on campus. We're trying to, and it just doesn't work. So I really applaud you for this type of work and for this type of research and for people being able to access this. In fact, folks, if you're listening, you can actually order an omega-3 and a vitamin D test from the website here, nutrientpower.org. And it's a blood spot, so you can easily do it at home and get these results. So those of you I know, if you listen to me, especially every week, that think that your vitamin D is up there, your omega-3s, hey, eat some cold water fish, salmon, mackerel, herring. If they're up there, you might have a magnesium deficiency. And that is going to impact the way that these fat-soluble sort of vitamins and nutrients are absorbed. Magnesium is the number one nutrient deficiency on the rise in our country. And so check that out. Get more information about yourself. That's absolutely amazing. So I want to go to vitamin D levels and talk about that for a second. So first of all, the benefits of vitamin D. I think vitamin D is peculiar because people know very little about it, I think, from a consumer perspective. It's actually a hormone. But what is your research telling us about the benefits of vitamin D?
Oh, this is insane. I mean, like criminal that people don't have this research at their fingertips. I mean, it was when I sat at my first vitamin D conference, I was astounded. You know me, I'm not that deeply of a science lover, but you can't avoid knowing this information. I mean, right now, the research that they've done over the past year, and say 2016, they're showing 70%+ reduction in cancer rates in the vitamin D cohort when your level is between 40 and 60. And I'll add that most conventional doctors will tell you that if you're at that 30 level, that is sufficient because there was a mathematical error made in the recommendations put out by the Institutes of Medicine. And we actually have that information on our website. So you need to be at that 40 to 60. And what happens is phenomenal. So they did a project at the Medical University of South Carolina. And first they measured all the doctors who were going to be in this study on pregnant women. And they found out that 98% of the physicians were deficient in vitamin D.
Wow.
98. And so then they put all of their pregnant women, mostly from a lower income group, that all their pregnant women, they monitored their vitamin D levels. They reduced preterm birth rates by 60% just by making sure their vitamin D levels were where they were supposed to be. So that's changing in a whole entire population of moms and babies, a generation. And from that work, the university itself changed their physician care protocol for all pregnant women, including their staff, to monitor vitamin D levels. And that's how you change the world.
Yeah, well, that is absolutely amazing. And you're right. You know, we have vitamin D receptors all over our body. And I have seen people time and time again come in my office with their lab work in hand from their other quote-unquote doctors, and you know, I see the doctor's signature signing off it's within normal limits. So you've got a range of vitamin D from 24 to 100. You're one click above rickets, which is 25, and the doctor says that's just fine. And it's not, because we're talking about optimal levels for certain things, as you said, a reduction in the diagnosis of cancer, so prevention. Also, I can push it up to 60 to 80 when we're talking about thyroid function. Vitamin D needs to be up there. So really important information for folks to get a little bit more individualized as far as their bodies. And once again, I really want you all to know this. You can go to nutrientpower.org and you can get an omega-3 and vitamin D test. So this is so exciting, Karen. Congratulations. And so what's next? What's next with the organization?
Well, when it comes to the research agenda, it's kind of interesting. I mean, we do have 15 nutrients that we've identified that we'd like to do this work on, and they're all very complicated when it comes into terms of measuring levels, because obviously you have to know your level when you start, or we're not going to make the progress we want to make. So that's a challenge. We all have 10 fingers and 10 toes, but I'm hopeful that our research partners and our lab partners can help us sort of divine what we're doing there. And over time, we can get to these other ones. We're looking at astaxanthin. We're obviously looking at magnesium, which is very hard to do, so we're working a different way around that. We're looking at everything from iodine to CoQ10, probiotics. But we're also doing some really interesting research on the actual supply chain, too. So your listeners may have just seen a piece that came out yesterday that Ben & Jerry's has drawn a stake in the sand about being glyphosate-free. They found glyphosate residue in their ice cream from overseas. And our members are all testing their ingredients and products to see if there's any glyphosate residue. And so we're doing a 3-year project on that. And we're also going to do some independent testing.
So for listeners...
Roundup.
I just wanted to... That's the Roundup.
That's the Roundup.
That's your weed killer right there.
Our fear is that, you know, it's not trace anymore. It's just part of our system. And so we're working on doing that. And then we're also looking, I think the industry is really good about talking about the good things we do and pretty good about identifying the bad things, but we're taking on the ugly. So there are other things that we're going to be looking at from a testing perspective and research in terms of phthalates, you know, the things that keep your plastics off. Are they in your capsules that you're consuming? Because let's face it, this is not like taking a pharmaceutical. People who are committed, one, to taking supplements are the smartest consumers I've ever met in my life, and two, take large volumes over very long periods of time. So these things have to be as safe and clean as possible. So that's sort of another sort of look at what we're doing in terms of our commitment to the supply chain.
That's amazing. All right, there you have it, folks. Karen Howard, she's a CEO and Executive Director of Organic and Natural Health Association. We've got the good. Sometimes we talk about the bad, and she is taking on the ugly all the way from plant to pill, the supply chain, phthalates in the environment, you name it. She's going to make sure that you know your levels and that you are safe. So you can. This is what we do on the show. We just try to, mindful medicine, just trying to open up your mind just a little bit more. And this episode blew me away. I hope you too. Once again, you can go and get that omega-3 and vitamin D test kit at nutrientpower.org. You can find out more about organic and natural at organicandnatural.org. Karen, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Holly.
Listen, and we'll stay in touch because you got more coming, and I want to know about it, and I want to get it out to the masses.
Time.
All right. Thanks, folks. This is Mindful Medicine, and until next time.